Chapter 8. Across the Plateau. On November 21st, the Norwegians killed 30 dogs.
"They were happy," Amundsen said. "And now they're going to die quickly. We need 3 sledges and 18 dogs to go to the pole."
When the dogs were dead, the other dogs ate them. The men ate them too. "They were good friends," Bjorland wrote in his diary. "And now they are good food." 2 days later, the dogs were fat. Then, in a snowstorm, they began the journey again. After the snowstorm, there was fog. And in the fog, they got lost on an ice river with hundreds of big holes in it. They could see nothing. And it was very dangerous. In 4 days, they moved 9 kilometers. "But the ice is beautiful," Bjorland wrote. "Blue and green and white. This is a wonderful place. But I don't want to stay a long time." After the ice, there were strong winds and bad snowstorms. They could see nothing in front of them. But every day they travelled 25 or 30 kilometres. Then, on December 9th, the sun came out. They were at 88 degrees, 23 minutes south, 175 kilometres from the pole.
5 more long days, Bjorland wrote. "That's all now. But where is Scott?"
For 4 days, Scott's men stayed in their tents near the mountains.
"There is a bad snowstorm outside," Oates wrote. "It's too cold for the ponies, and our clothes and skis are bad, too."
On December 9th, Oates killed the ponies. They were tired and ill, and they could not walk up to the plateau. Then Mears and his dogs went back to Cape Evans.
"We can pull the sledges ourselves," Scott said. "We can do it. We're all strong men."
There were 2 sledges and 8 men. They went 24 kilometres a day. On December 31st, Scott said to Teddy Evans and the men on the second sledge,
"You can't ski well. Leave your skis here."
So they pulled their sledge 24 kilometres without skis. Next day, Scott went to Teddy Evans's tent.
"You are ill, Teddy," he said. "You can't come to the pole. Take 2 men and go back tomorrow."
Teddy Evans was very unhappy.
2 men, Captain," he said. "Why not 3?
"Because Bowers is going to come with me," Scott said. "He's strong. We need him."
"But you have food on your sledge for 4 men, not 5, Evans said. "And Bowers has no skis."
"I'm the captain, Teddy," Scott said. "You do what I say. Take 2 men and leave Bowers with me."
Oates wrote to his mother,
"I'm going to the pole with Scott. I am pleased and I feel strong."
But in his diary he wrote,
"My feet are very bad. They are always wet now, and they don't look good."
On January 4th, Scott's men left Teddy Evans and went on. Scott, Oates, Wilson, and Edgar Evans had skis, but Bowers did not. They were 270 kilometres from the pole. December 14th, 1911, was a warm, sunny day. 5 Norwegians skied over the beautiful white snow. It was very quiet. No one spoke.
They were excited and happy.
6 more kilometers, Bjaaland thought. Is there a British flag? I can't see a flag, but...
Look,
Hassel said. What's that over there?
Bjaaland left his sledge and skied quickly away over the snow.
What is it?
He thought.
Is it?
No.
It's nothing, he called. There's nothing there. Nothing.
3 kilometers. 2.
Roald,
Hansen called to Amundsen. Go in front of me, please. It helps my dogs.
That's not true, Bjaaland thought. His dogs are running well today. But Hansen wants Amundsen to be first. The first man at the South Pole. They skied on and on, over the beautiful snow.
Stop,
Amundsen said.
He waited quietly for his men.
This is it, he said.
Bjaaland looked at him.
But there's nothing here, he said.
Amundsen smiled.
Oh, yes, there is, he said. There's something very important here, Olaf. Very, very important.
What's that, Roald?
Us. We are here now. Isn't that important, Olaf?
The 4 men stood on the snow and looked at him. Then, slowly, they all began to laugh.